From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. In Damascus, Syria today, protesters set fire to the Danish embassy. The Syrian protesters were among the thousands who've taken to the streets across the Muslim world to denounce Danish and other European newspapers for publishing cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad. One caricature shows Muhammad with his turban in the shape of a bomb. Another shows him at the gates of heaven, speaking to men who have explosives strapped to their backs. He's waving his arms and saying, "Stop, we've run out of virgins." Islam bans any depiction of Muhammad, even positive. But after the initial publication by a Danish paper last fall sparked outrage and threats, other European papers reprinted the cartoons to stress their commitment to freedom of the press. The protests are spreading from Turkey and Egypt to Pakistan, Indonesia, and Malaysia. In Gaza City today, Palestinian children chanted in protest. Crowds stoned a European Commission building and stormed a German cultural center. They burned German and Danish flags and called for a boycott of Danish products. Some Muslim countries have already introduced a boycott, including Jordan. Kristen Gillespie reports from Amman on the growing anger there and the arrest of a Jordanian newspaper editor who dared to reprint the cartoons.
A sign taped over the empty shelves at the Seatown supermarket in Amman explains that because of a mockery of the Muslim prophet Muhammad, the supermarket is taking part in a regional boycott against Danish products that mainly include butter, cheese, and milk. Store manager Ibrahim Dekarjian says his clients are pleased.
They really like it, and they send us too many appreciation letters about our demand to stop sell all the Danish products.
A veiled woman who gave her name as May is happy to buy butter made in Saudi Arabia.
I will never buy Danish products again, and there are substitutes. They should have realized that, because in the international market now, you have so many choices, so why should I buy their products again ever in my life?
May says she doesn't understand why the Danish newspaper would attack the Muslim prophet.
We never did anything to them, particularly the Scandinavian countries like Norway and Denmark, all the people that used to love them because they fought for the human rights. And all of a sudden, we find them they are human rights does not include Muslim or Arabs.
In an editorial on Thursday in a weekly paper called Shihan, editor Jihad Momani took a bold stand. He questioned the timing of the outrage, considering the cartoons were originally published 5 months ago. And Momani posed a rhetorical question. What is harming Islam more, cartoons or the beheading of hostages with a sword? But he went even further. He actually published the cartoons showing the face of Muhammad. In an interview today, just before his arrest, Momani explained his decision.
Actually, I didn't publish these cartoons because I like them or because I am promoting them. I was showing our people why they are uprising, why they are demonstrating, and this is the main object.
As Momani spoke, he was wearing a navy blazer and sitting in his living room under a portrait of Jordan's King Abdullah. He served as a member of the Upper House of Parliament, appointed by the king. Momani said he himself was curious to see the cartoons and thought others might feel the same.
I was satisfied to see, to know, and to build my reaction on what I see, not on what I hear. I can't react without knowing the issue, without knowing the thing.
Momani's tabloid paper is the only one in the Arab world to reprint the cartoons. His decision to publish them baffled a fellow editor, Ayman Safadi, of the daily newspaper Al Ghad.
A lot of people see it as an attack on one of their most sacred symbols. So, I think there was no reason to publish that character. And the argument that people needed to see what the controversy was all about is something that would not be accepted by people here, as was evidenced by their action.
And, Ayman Safadi notes, Jihad Momani was treading on dangerous legal ground.
He did break the law in a way, because the law does state that freedom of expression does not include attacks on religion and religious symbols. And no matter whatever the justification that he's trying to say, I mean, some of the arguments that he's put forward is that he just wanted people to see what the cartoons were all about.
Momani issued a public apology, and his paper recalled the controversial edition with the cartoons. Late into last Thursday night, Vans pulled up to the office of Shihan newspaper, unloading stacks of paper they had retrieved from newsstands around Amman. The publishers also decided to fire Jihad Momani. And tonight, he was taken into custody and is being held pending an investigation. For NPR News, I'm Kristen Gillespie in Amman.